Water, water everywhere, so goes the famed poem. But Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, it is true no matter on land or sea.
I got up the other day, went to the bathroom to perform basics, splashed cold water on my face, then brushed my teeth. I had no need to be anywhere right away. I went to the kitchen, drew water, fried some eggs, brewed coffee, and began eating breakfast. Finishing breakfast, I washed the dishes by hand and left others in the dishwasher where they'd soon be processed. Then, preparing for my day, I shaved, showered, and dressed. Hardly an epic occasion. However, I realized without water, I'd never have made it out the door. Water is a critical ingredient to everyday life. We can't leave home without it. Water comprises some roughly 60% of our body weight. Water also provides a soothing balm for our troubled souls. Lead me forth beside the waters of comfort, as expressed in the 23rd Psalm. We depend so much on what we give the least thought. We take our gifts for granted. Water is featured in some of the great epics of our spiritual heritage, such as Jesus baptized in the Jordan, and the Jews who fled the Egyptians escaping through the parted waters of the Red Sea. We will die more quickly from want of water than of food. As a kid, I remember vacationing on a lake. I was about 10. In front of the house and about 20 yards out into the water, a floating dock was moored. I was just about to swim to that dock from shore, but I always used flotation cushions tucked under my belly for safety. I'd kick and stroke my way out to the dock and back. My parents were sunning on the floating dock. In one trip, the life cushion got away from under me and I was in the water over my head. I struggled to surface. There were other kids swimming in the water. I flailed out arms and legs, trying to get a hand or footing on anything. I heard sounds, splashing, and voices. They sounded deep and metallic. In the water, I could see the legs and torsos of the other kids that moved like puppets. They seemed miles away, although they had to be only a few feet from me. I felt as if I were in a cocoon. I remember the light particularly. It was marvelous. It was a yellow fog with tinges of pale brown. Shafts of green, undulating light danced randomly, festively around the torsos of my friends in the water. They seemed to dance like marionettes in a puppet show. Muted streaks of light were illuminating their motions like strobes on a dance floor. The submerged beams of sunlight flashed, soft and lingering, revealing forms of other bodies in the water and the floating dock. I was seeing apparitions of the deep. It was another world. I felt waves of panic, but I also recalled the sights and the sounds vividly. I would have drowned, except by a stroke of luck. My mother saw my hair break the surface, and she grabbed for it. She hauled out my head, and I spat, spewed, and gasped for air. And what I remember most was not the brink to which the pond had taken me, but the sounds and colors, the pulsating and surrealistic movements, the colors and me. Even then, at the gates of annihilation, water had the magical power to transform my vision. George Merrill, On the Shore.